thanks for coming on the show, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Congratulations to your daughter for attacking Alec Baldwin in the coffee shop. Yeah. I saw you posted that on Twitter.
Just like we practiced. Mm-hmm. You know?
It is, you were saying, yeah. It is hilarious that it has nothing to do, like him shooting that lady has nothing to do with Israel or Palestine.
She just went for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's good. He gets treated in the Hamptons like OJ in Brentwood.
Yeah.
You're a murderer! Murderer! Mm-hmm. Boo!
Well, they also, in the Hamptons, they view Irish people as black people, so it's very similar. Yeah. Yeah. No, you're training your son to go to Columbia like Rambo right now.
Start
taking people out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is happening in your neck of the woods over there with, I almost said Columbine, but Columbia. I meant to say Columbia. What's going on up there? Are people, I see Eve Barlow tweeting stuff about some nonsense.
Yeah. Well, she has her Venmo in her Twitter bio.
Mm. Oh. Sounds like
so you can request money from her if you want.
Which is a crime in Israel.
Yeah, 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 right. Yeah, yeah, she would say. Penalty.
Yeah, no, you literally like be before like a court and they'll just sentence you. They'll fry your ass.
Yeah.
Because you requested $5 for a bagel. Yeah.
She tweeted
that's
something.
That's anti-Semitic violence to request. $5 from her.
She tweeted some bullshit today about Columbia. What did
I mean,
she
she's
say?
She's always tweeting bullshit.
She said,
I don't even know if it's bait with her at this point.
She said Charlottesville is child's play compared to what's
she
happening.
She did say that.
She said that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Charlottesville is child's play compared to what's going on.
What is going on? They're just protesting. Columbia, right?
I think it's literally like they're just making like shit up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw one lady was like, oh, I got stabbed in the eye at a Palestine protest. And then you read the article and she was like, so I went to the medic and he was like, looks pretty tough. You might want to go to the hospital if you want, which is like, clearly you're not stabbed in the fucking eye.
Yeah.
If the paramedic's like, I mean, if you want to go to the urgent care, like that's fine, you know? So.
And then there was one woman who was like, I'm a proud Jew and I'm going to go to the protest. And she went wearing a t-shirt that said Jew.
I saw
Jew.
That. Yeah. And nobody did anything.
Yeah. 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 She was wearing my merch.
Well, you are wearing a Polish shirt. Yeah.
Am I? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's like what they put on them walking into the camps, that shirt.
This is the best t-shirt that I have. Right. It doesn't make any sense, but I just got it at a strip mall a mall in Buffalo. It's got a buffalo on it. It says Polish.
I love it.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it fits well.
It could be like some weird street gang that only exists in Upper New York.
It could be.
Yeah.
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 But as far as I know, it's not. And if they confront me, I'll just say not affiliated. Mm-hmm. That's your
just a
to
fan.
Say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you turn around on the back of your shirt, it just says Jew.
Well, she put the star.
I'm like, let me take this off under it.
Yeah, it says Jew.
Right. She also put like a Star of David, like a Holocaust, like Jude on the back of her shirt. I think.
No, they're like
going
to start branding themselves.
Yeah. No, they're literally like they're tattooing their own numbers on their forearms.
Yeah.
It's a perfect metaphor for Israel because it's like this, like it's a thing you pin on yourself for persecution. Yeah.
It's weird because over here it's majority Jewish in a lot of the places we like all my neighbors
not
here are
Israeli. Not that I noticed that when I was driving around
immediately.
Not that I
Did you drive past the JoJo Siwa car on the way here?
Oh, that's what that is.
Her place apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's two cars wrapped with her face. All
so
over
she's got
them.
Her own face on her car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, yeah,
I thought it was like that's probably better than what I thought it was, which is like. A guy who
a
did it for his daughter or something. Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted my car wrapped with every kid I want to fuck.
Yeah.
Well, it is a Jewish area.
That's true. Yeah, I just went
just
to
her and Macaulay Culkin.
I told him I just went to the LA Fitness out here, and it was literally just old Jews like yelling at the weights. They weren't even like working.
Yeah, they're like bench pressing matzah.
Doing four sets of complaining.
It's one of their thousands of holidays today. It's the Passover. It's like the big one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's the Passover.
And there's so many.
That's a few days, right?
A
couple.
I think it's like a week, right?
Seven days of Passover? I don't know.
I'm not sure how it works.
That's the one with the, you put the lamb's blood
I'm
on
thinking,
your door, so like the
yeah, you take
death
Palestinian
you
children blood and you put it on your door.
It is. I noticed this earlier. It is such a Jewish neighborhood. Your vape juice is kosher.
Like is it really?
Yeah, a Jewish wizard was like, hey, it's fine.
Nice.
Strawberry banana. Good to go.
Yeah, it was a rabbi in a Von Dutch yarmulke. Bless it.
It is so funny the things that set you off, because I saw this Instagram reel where this girl was like, happy Passover, everybody, and just remember to stay sane. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. What do you
stay sane?
Stay sane.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. I do the same thing out loud. I'm on my phone and I see something. I go, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I just scroll again. I go, shut the fuck up. Just keep scrolling.
I'm like, say free Palestine or don't make your shitty, you know. Mm-hmm. That's just me, though.
They're doing crazy stuff. Right now, they're just like walking in circles out in the street. And then
that's fine.
Then they're doing like karaoke later.
I'm not against that.
The karaoke does suck ass, though.
Wait, they're doing karaoke for Israel?
They do like they sing like the Black Hawk Down like soundtrack and stuff. Okay. It's very strange. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, Dune 2 noises. Yeah,
that's fun. They sing in what is it? They sing in Hebrew? Is that they sing? They just sing stuff. It's awful. It's really bad. And they put it on all the speakers and it's very loud.
Okay. They should throw like an R. Kelly song in there or something.
Just mix it up.
Yeah.
You got to remember that Israel also celebrates pedophilia as well. It's part of their heritage.
Yeah. They run Nickelodeon from over there.
Well, you know, Mike, about the extradition thing, right? That like pedophiles move to, any Jewish pedophiles in America move to Israel because they won't get extradited back to the U.S.
Yeah.
Which is funny because 3 years ago, everyone's like, that's a racist conspiracy. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just the food pyramid, how we know it's like bread's not good for you
anymore. You shouldn't be eating 12 servings of bread a day.
You do think they'd want to save some of the Palestinian children for their own liking.
Mm-hmm. That's why they keep getting sniped. It's like a headshot to them, you know, like a money shot.
Yeah,
it's too rough. Is this too rough and aggressive?
Are we too mean, Mike?
Jesus.
Are we too mean?
I like it.
Yeah.
Apparently, people don't like us out here. We're like pariahs, is what we've been told by many people.
Oh, yeah?
I guess we're too mean or something. I don't know.
By who?
Who?
I don't know. Apparently, comics, like, are uncomfortable around us because of the things we say on the show, which is like, it's news to me. I thought we were.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mostly female comics?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah, but they're always complaining about something.
I know. And they're never showing up to their sets anyway.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of true.
It is actually very true. Yeah.
It's funny. It's very funny. Yeah.
The amount of shows I went to like 5 years ago where it's like, oh, yeah, every female comic we booked canceled. So.
And there's probably a reason. It's probably the patriarchies. You know, we don't want to judge them too harshly.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone's
going
through their own thing.
They're all on their periods. You know, they synced up. So couldn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
There's really only one gatekeeper now, and it's Drake. He's the new JFL.
Mm-hmm. Drake is?
Yeah, if Drake likes your Instagram reel of your stand-up, then you're just you're made. You're made man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If he just wants to fuck you and hits like.
Who has he been liking lately?
A lot of kids.
Yeah. No, there was like a comedian who went viral because like Drake liked their stand-up clip, right?
Yes, somebody I know, yeah.
This lady with big titties, and he liked it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then she has now she's just like, it's like online everywhere and people posting pictures of her and they're like, she's funny, but they're just talking about
that girl. Okay.
Big jugs.
We're just talking about being neurodivergent with like, you know, H cups.
Yeah.
Know, one of those.
It's very bizarre.
Yeah. And you're like, those breasts aren't neurodivergent, sweetheart. You know?
Yeah. Those breasts don't have autism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys see Bernie Sanders being accused of rape?
Wait, really?
Yeah, but like a tuna sandwich or something in the 80s.
It was Killer Mike is accusing him. They were at that diner together and he was playing footsie on his balls. No, who's accusing him of rape?
Just some fucking yapping broad.
But no, it was a boy, right?
A boy's accusing him of rape?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think so. Uh-huh. Which is like, there doesn't seem like there's anything gay about Bernie.
Yeah, no.
You can say what you want about him, but he seems very...
Like, even if he was attracted to kids...
That is funny. Yeah, he doesn't seem gay. He seems like a pedophile.
But even, like, if he was attracted to kids, I couldn't see him, like, having sex. I can't see him having sex with a grown woman, you know?
Yeah, no.
Like, he just doesn't have that personality.
I don't buy it.
I could see him, like, shouting into a boy's ass, but, like, that's the closest thing.
He does have hair like he just got done eating pussy, though. Like, he just came up from eating pussy. That's what you look like.
Yeah, he went bald from rubbing his head against pussy, against pubes.
He got cradle cap, like a newborn baby.
What's that?
Oh, it's when the baby comes out of the pussy, it like, I don't know, it's like rug burn on their head. You know what I'm talking about, cradle cap?
Not really, no.
Your newborns didn't have that?
No, my wife's pussy is perfect.
Yeah, the doctor told me my wife's pussy is so tight.
What are you trying to imply here?
Ben's wife's jagged pussy over here.
Yeah, yeah.
Like is Mike through a car wash?
Is Mike still in the shot? By the way, I can't.
Oh, I think
tell.
You might be. Yeah, yeah. Now you're in the shot. Yeah.
You're not allowed to lean sorry. Back, Mike.
You can okay. lean back. You just. All I need right. to move forward a little bit first.
Okay. Sorry, this room's very small. Somehow we fit Sam Talon in here. By the way, mm-hmm. we don't even know how we did that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it you cut him in half?
Fucking Sam! Sam felt like I couldn't breathe in this room when Sam was in here.
No, I mean
he's good. He's yeah. good. Yeah, we should get him on the phone. You gonna call him up?
Mm-hmm. No, me and Sam. It was funny. We took turns having sleep apnea at each other across the table. Uh-huh. Yeah,
we sent Sam merch, and he was like. We sent him the biggest size our company would make.
Okay.
And it still didn't fit. And we're like, I'm sorry, we would have to like.
Oh, really?
Right. Yeah. Well, that was, no, dude, when I was making the merch and like they give you the options. Like you can get up to double XL. If you go to like triple XL, it's like twice the cost. So I made the call. I was like, hey guys, just FYI, it'll be double XL only. I can fit into a large. So they fit large and our fans like. We kind of had like a fat January 6 on our hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the fans kind of went crazy.
You can fit into a large?
I was able to fit into
a large.
Do you
look like a pop star from the early 2000s?
Yeah, I looked like JoJo Siwa. Mm-hmm. It was a tank top.
Yeah. Like a leotardo.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
a fucking.
Yeah, like it should
or
just.
Or leotard.
It should just say like cum catcher on it and I should be in a club.
Juicy.
But I fit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm. But yeah, we were like, I don't know how to get you something big enough, man. I'm sorry. Like, mm-hmm. there's no. Like, I don't know a company.
We gotta
that
send him
makes,
like a lemon
like
party sleeve for his like leg or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, an Allen Iverson.
Yeah, an Iverson sleeve for his leg.
Yeah, yeah. That'll be our next merch drop. Is we're making Iverson jerseys. We're gonna go real like wigger for the next merch drop.
Do rag sleeves, headbands. Mm-hmm.
Because I was selling shirts a few, like a year ago, and this guy ordered a 4XL, and I was like, hey, your shirt's ready. He just never responded.
He died.
He probably died.
I'm like, yeah, I'm like, this guy died, and now I'm stuck with this shirt.
People were emailing us, because it was taking like maybe a month for shirts to get out, and they go, okay. Hey, I've been getting fatter. I don't fit in a 1X anymore. I need a 2X. Mm-hmm. Like,
damn.
They just re-upped. I'm like, I'm
so
sorry.
So hard to be an entrepreneur, isn't
it? Yeah, the amount of emails where they're like, hey, my son ordered this. He killed himself, so you can just... Uh-huh. Don't have to refund it. You can just don't send it out.
We'll drape it over his casket okay. like he died
okay,
in the
bury like a soldier. Yeah. They fold it up in the little triangle.
The 13 folds of glory.
Exactly. Folding it up and then wiping this cum off his dick.
Hey, you can keep the lemon party hoodie. My son self-immolated on the fucking on the front lawn of a Dairy Queen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at a Bert Kreischer show.
They were all out of Reese's Blizzards.
He's self-immolated. Yeah.
Yeah, Bert tells them all to take out their lighters at the show.
Yeah, yeah. He thinks it's a shot gone wrong. It's one of those shots you light on
Everyone
fire.
Everyone pour your moonshine on your head. They're all blind.
Yeah. No, that would be great if like a bird shows like that scene in Midsommar where they're all jumping off rocks and like exploding and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think anyone goes to a Bert Kreischer show and he comes out and he's wearing a shirt and they're like, I know that's coming off.
Dude, that's the encore.
Just your buddy leaning over to you like, wait for it. Just wait. Yeah.
It's like Pink Floyd playing Money. Yeah. You're like, I know it's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is. I didn't think about that. Like, he can't not take the shirt off.
You know what my favorite part of taking the shirt off is?
What?
He takes off the shirt. He has to take off his bowler hat first, mm-hmm. then take the shirt off, and then he has a whole system where then he puts the hat back on his head.
I hate that he's done it so much. He's like Jim Abbott fielding a grounder. Like, he has a whole routine down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's so slick with it, too.
I know.
You don't even know the hat was off for even a second.
I know.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, he's like a magician.
He's like Houdini.
Yeah, he makes good comedy disappear.
Joke's invisible.
Now, you guys aren't worried about, like, pissing him off or anything?
I think we've kind of resigned ourselves.
Yeah, it's pretty much over at that point.
It seems everyone in the entire world dislikes him.
Yeah.
But then again, he does sell out, like, arenas all over the country, so maybe I'm wrong.
I think also, there's a thing, Mike, like, we were all, except for Ben, we were all, like, fucking losers out here. Like, I was selling alarms. Devin was, like, working at an illegal weed store. So we're like, who gives a shit? Like, we're making money.
Yeah, we're not really quite sure what we would do with that connection anyway.
As soon as the Patreon goes down, I'll just kill myself.
Yeah, Jason, we have to call column, the Patreon dips like $1. Like one guy cancels.
I start tying a rope.
Well, you can't do that because you're an uncle. And girls need their uncle.
That's true.
They got Devin. Devin can fill
in. Yeah,
I'll
hang out.
Yeah. They'll just be like, no, this is, he'll replace me as the brother.
Yeah.
I feel like most of those people are such culture vulture, like narcissists, that they, any attention, they don't. They're just like, I think Bird, I'm being talked about. Like,
I think Bird is loving getting dragged online industry, every day.
You think?
He's
there's
getting
like a
trend,
little cottage industry of people who hate Bert.
Well, yeah, yeah, there is, like
all the podcast docs and all that. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Like, imagine if you went onto YouTube one day and it said like the downfall of Ben Avery, and there was like a 2-hour, 45-minute long video,
a porcelain doc that found like real secrets, real dirt.
Dude, it would suck if you found out like Ken Burns made a documentary about how much you suck.
Yeah,
suck so bad.
Yeah,
Ken Burns like put in like, you know, thousands of man hours into making something.
And Mike Racine is so fat; it's like 4 hours long.
4 hour talk about you being a fat ass.
Yeah, and we'd still all watch it. We watch everyone.
Yeah.
It's like analyzing the Zapruder film.
Sure. When the worm turned, the Jim Norton story documentary
came out.
It's
like 4 hours long.
Yeah, we all called each other. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We rented out an AMC to watch it in the theater.
And sometimes you got to make the funny choice. Like the other day, John Mulaney's ex-wife was on Instagram and she was like, I'm doing a book tour. What city do you want me to come to? Mm-hmm. When they put like the little box. And I wanted to be like, I'm really sorry your degenerate ex-husband can't stop sticking his dick in whores. And I hope you're doing well.
You had to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get, I didn't do it, that's but being I, sh- nice, I should have. Yeah.
But you didn't mention her chopping her tits off, so that's kind of
did she
kind
do that?
A little bit.
She got breast cancer, right?
She got breast cancer. It was actually,
all right, guys, there's a difference between chopping your tits off and getting breast cancer.
I don't give a shit. A system is what it does, okay?
We think people with breast cancer are just like trans.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, trans people always wearing bandanas.
Your mom
cold.
Has breast cancer. You're like, so what? They make you clit into a penis now?
I can't believe you went to that side, mom.
Yeah, you're buying her like vests.
Mom, how
and,
big
like,
is your clit?
No, she got. It was actually kind of sick because his ex like wrote a book for some reason.
Yeah,
and she like announced like, oh, here's my autobiography. It's like a tell-all. It's coming out, and the day she announced it, Olivia Munn had breast cancer for like a year. And like 4 hours after his ex-wife announced the book coming out, Olivia Munn announced that she had breast cancer and that she had her titties cut off. And she like posted a video of her crying with her mom after she got her titties cut off.
So she's like one-upping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Basically like a,
she's like bullying her.
Yeah. You're using like cancer to like, bully your husband's ex-wife.
It's probably why you got cancer. Yeah. Because you do stuff like that.
Yeah, because you're a bad person.
Yeah.
John probably left her because he knew she had that was coming.
What do you mean?
She's going to get breast cancer.
No, Olivia Munn has breast cancer.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Jesus, I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a damn shame.
Yeah, it's really like when you try to go to a shorter grocery line and then the line is longer.
Yeah.
You're like, why'd I even switch?
Why'd I even?
Yeah.
This is what
I get for trying to control things.
It's like going fishing. You just stay in the same spot, even
exactly.
if they're not biting.
Exactly. Yeah.
Are your headphones cutting in and out?
No, that's my, the...
So, oh, Devin's stepping on
oh,
your thing.
Oh, okay. Hey.
Those cut in and out. There's like an extender on it.
Okay.
We have so many wires here, and we have... have you seen this, Mike?
It's a blowjob machine.
This is our new sponsor. I'm not kidding.
No, Jace. This is our only sponsor now.
Who has
Everyone
a penis
has
that
dropped
big?
Us, Mike.
Yeah.
That's what we were saying. It's like too big. Yeah.
How does it play?
I think you got to turn it upside down.
Oh, there
down.
We go.
Yeah, there you go.
Look at that.
You do it like... you got to take the top off. Well, I don't know. Do you see the pussy lips?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's very sterile.
Yeah.
So you do like this.
Yeah. I bet it doesn't ask you to vacuum.
Yeah. Hey, this is how Ben would use it and like break his penis.
It's like colorblind glasses for a virgin.
I bet it doesn't ask you for $1,000 every 2 weeks for daycare.
Yeah. But that doesn't buy another purse
for summer camp.
Oh, dude, I thought it looked like a pussy, but I'm just realizing it's lips.
It's lips.
Yeah,
it's a blowjob
lips.
Machine.
Yeah.
Whoa, look at those pussy lips.
I don't
Shut
like
up, Ben.
I don't like how it's presenting itself.
Dude, no, that goes kinda, fast as hell.
We got him as a sponsor, and they're like, we'll send you two free. And I was I was like, dude, that rules. And then it got here, and I was like, oh, it kind of like don't. Like, it kind of feels gross and cold, and I'm not excited about using it now.
Yeah, it's...
Now, who sells more of these, you guys or Mark Maron?
Yeah. Code what the fuck at auto blow job.
Dude, it feels good as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
feel that shit.
Yeah, it's pretty, yeah, that you know. Your fingers are just in there. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, it's dude, that's amazing. Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Autoblow.com, code Lenny.
No, I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, it's if you've got like nothing going on in your life, it's great.
It's a great piece of machinery.
Yeah, it's a great recourse.
I think I kind of get it now. I didn't know they felt better than a mouth or a pussy.
Yeah, you yeah. Keep it then. You
that
can
could
use
be
it.
Your new podcast co-host. You could replace one of these. You got to make business decisions yeah. sometimes.
He's like, I got to keep some of that Patreon money.
You got to fire your brother from the show.
Yeah, and replace me with that. With cum leaking out of it.
Replace him with AI.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just hear an AI voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Hollywood. You got to make those tough calls.
The downfall sometimes. Of Jace Avery.
Yeah, the downfall. And they're like, Jace killed himself immediately.
Recently on the Lemon Party podcast, Jace was replaced by fake pussy lips.
Yeah. Jace tried to start his own podcast, got 5 views, and then killed himself.
But things are working out because the blowjob machine says retard the same amount. People are really excited about it.
You just program it every 45 seconds to say a soft slur.
You probably could.
Wigger, retard.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's perfect, actually, because if the blowjob thing is saying a slur, like, you don't get canceled, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. You can pretend to be mad at her.
Yeah. That's, you fire that one and then get a new...
You're like, sorry, she's Japanese.
It's basically...
You know how they are.
That's what Craig Ferguson did with that. Didn't he have a skeleton on that was a robot and then it would say all the fucked up shit?
Jeff, oh, really? The talking robot.
And that's how he got away with everything, right?
That's kind of fun.
That was his sidekick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel just had a Mexican guy that he exploited for 20 years.
Yeah, they called retarded and pointed at. Yeah.
For like 20 years, he just called him like a beaner.
Yeah. Yeah. Chelsea Handler, too. Like, Chewy, take it away. Isn't he funny because he's fat and Mexican?
And a midget, right?
Yeah.
Every joke was like about how he's like an immigrant, right? And that he should like go back to...
I don't know. I don't really know about that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, but that's the gag, right? It's like, look at him. He's not white and he's small.
I think the gag is just that a guy that's like, Mr. Dwayne Wade, what do you think about this? It just sounds funny.
Mm-hmm.
And so they sent him to the NBA Finals.
Right.
And,
no, yeah. I mean, yeah. It might as well be like they just put him in like a crusher machine and like kill him on air. Yeah.
And then it cuts back from like the Mexican guy interviewing like Steph Curry to Jimmy Kimmel. He's like crying about like, I don't know, something.
That would be cool if when Trump throws Jimmy Kimmel in jail when he's president again, he's like, and you are not nice to the Mexican people.
We are going to deport him though. Yeah. Throw him over the wall.
That was the one thing I was like, the whole QAnon thing, I was like, I wish to God that if anything is real, it's that Trump's going to round up celebrities and put them in jail.
Yeah, I mean, well, he'll do that first. Like, he'll start with like the movie, like the Alec Baldwin's first.
Yeah,
and then maybe he'll. I don't know what he'll do after that, but we'll be like kind of far down on the list.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, then it gets to us.
Yeah, it will come
eventually.
To us. Yeah, eventually.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. When he's kind of like run out of favor and he like needs to pump up the popularity.
Yeah,
he goes to podcasts.
He gets everybody that Shane Gillis says if he's done your podcast, you start going to jail.
Exactly.
He just starts working his way down.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He probably loves people doing impressions of him, though. I bet he does.
Trump?
Yeah, he probably does.
Yeah, he seems like a cool guy.
Guess so.
Yeah.
He could probably take a joke.
I think he's an amazing person.
Like, if you went up to him and you just called him a fat ass, you'd probably be like, that's pretty good.
Don't know
like,
about
that's
that.
Not, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
you got me.
Probably not that.
Don't think he loves that.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't think so?
I don't think he likes any jokes at his expense.
Oh. Well, I guess I have a completely wrong read on the guy. He seems like a guy you'd love to have a beer with, you know?
Yeah. I've heard that about a few politicians.
Yeah. Hitler.
Yep. Mm.
Yeah. He did start in beer halls. And he didn't drink, which was weird.
He invented drinking the beer out of the big boot.
Yeah.
That was him.
That's what he drank the beer out of the big boot.
That's
and
why
like,
they elected him.
Wasn't he vegetarian, too?
He was a vegetarian. He was a vegetarian. It's weird because he started his revolt in beer halls. He didn't drink and he was a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he got all these like masculine, you know, German guys who are like eating schnitzel to be like, yeah, we'll fucking, we'll kill all
these
Jews.
Like, I'd love to share some cauliflower wings with Hitler.
I know. It was like Seth Simon's like starting like a MAGA revolution or something. Like, it doesn't really fit.
Right.
You know?
From what I understand, too, it's like he basically went to like a National Socialist convention.
Yeah.
And he was in the back, and he was sent there as a spy or something. He was intelligence.
Hitler? Okay.
Yeah, Hitler was. And then he goes up, he goes, no, you guys are doing it all wrong. He's like, here's how you do it. Which is kind of like, It's what Larry David, that's how Larry David got into comedy. He went to the improv. He's like, these guys all suck. And Larry David went to the managers like, I should be up there. And was like storming the stage.
Nice.
So very, very similar.
Yeah, both
guys.
Very impressive people.
Very charismatic, both Jewish.
Mm-hmm. Is that true?
No, it's not true. That would be, that's the documentary I want to see, though, that they go, Hitler was actually a Jewish guy.
It is funny. Every year they come out with a new fact about how he like sucked and had a tiny dick, though.
Hitler?
He's like, we get it.
Yeah,
he was bad.
Yeah. They literally like did a thing where he had that disease where you have like two dick holes. He had like one dick hole on the underside of his penis, and he had a micro penis, and like his balls didn't descend. And it was like, all right, like it's, yeah, it's fine, you know?
It is funny to be like, we need more ammo on this guy.
To
hate him.
I know. It's like almost being unfair.
I know. It's like, hey, come on.
You're almost like taking cheap shots at Hitler.
There, but the grace of God go on.
Yeah.
But I mean, it would be funny if they were just like, we like studied Hitler's like body and he actually had like a massive hog, like a huge dick.
Mm.
But that means he's right all of a sudden.
No, that would be upsetting if he had a really big dick.
Yeah.
I wish they could, but, like, they're like, studies show, like, we looked at his DNA under this new, like, whatever thing from DARPA. We found out Hitler never once had a gay dream. Only straight dreams. You can see all of his dreams here.
You see this gene right here. It proves that he had really hard erections and his dick curved up, which is good, according to women.
He never had a dream about his best friend sucking his dick to show how close he was in terms of his masculinity.
That's how close to God he was.
Yes, he was so close to him.
Yeah.
They really pile on that guy, though.
They do, yeah.
Yeah. Meth smoker as well. They point that out. Okay. You know? It's like, yeah, sure.
I think the last 40...
And what about FDR? He was a cripple.
I know.
You know?
He was a gay.
Do you know how retarded people were in the 40s? FDR, I learned this recently, he fooled people by... He had braces on his legs underneath his pants, and he would put his arms around two Secret Service guys, and they would walk to the podium while he would like shuffle back and forth with his little Lego legs.
Okay.
And people were like, no, he can like totally like walk.
He's FDR, he was like three kids in a trench coat. He was like a little Rascals character.
No, like, these are my lovers.
And people in the 30s were like, well, that's a fine walking boy that is right there.
Yeah.
It's kind of how they did Leah Remini in Kings of Queens, where like she was pregnant that whole show and you never knew it.
Really? Oh, really?
Yeah, they always would like have like Kevin James would be lifting a beer and it's like covering her stomach in a shot or
People
something.
Just called it the fat years.
That's why her tits look so fat in the show, by the way.
Yeah.
They look fucking, they're like three.
And it was an alien baby. They're a little smaller.
Little Xenu baby.
Yeah. She's giving birth to half alien.
She was fucking, she was juicing though on that show. Because being, if you're a pregnant woman.
What, steroids?
No. Well, yeah. If you're shooting up steroids when you're, if you're a pregnant woman.
Well, she had to fuck Kevin James. So.
Well, I'm saying, like, I worked on that Scientology show. I was a PA bitch and I would get her coffee.
Yeah.
Her tits aren't as big as they are in Kings of Queens.
What a fucking whore.
That's what I said to her face.
Here's
I
your
said,
coffee,
I
ma'am.
Quit.
And also.
And I.
I know.
Quit.
I'm probably going to get fired for even asking you this.
She's juicing. Her tits aren't actually that big. Because as you know, when a woman gets pregnant, her tits balloon up.
Yeah.
And they're much bigger.
Sure.
Yeah. Right. But then they get smaller eventually, right?
Not on my watch.
You're getting like
not if I just keep her pregnant.
You're getting that oil Indian people inject into their arms to be buff.
Dude, I went to an Indian restaurant yesterday, by the way.
Okay.
Which I know a big surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love garlic naan. Mm-hmm. And
that's what you call the people.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
are you big Indian food? Big Indian food guy?
Yeah.
He's literally like that running tweet lately where it's like, I ordered a butter chicken, garlic naan, and a mango lassi, and then they like laugh at me, but it's what I want. He literally gets that.
I
like,
love butter
thing.
Chicken. Mm-hmm. It kicks so much ass. But I met there. My waiter was.
Yeah, I think, but it's kind of an acquired taste, right?
Indian food?
Yeah, because I haven't eaten a ton of Indian food. I know it's good. I know people like it. But I feel like I haven't, it hasn't like clicked for me yet.
Do you like curry?
I don't know.
It's pretty good. It's really gluttonous and like fatty and, you know, just full of carbs and shit. It's pretty easy to get into.
I think you could get into it if, I think Thai food, you got to get into Thai food, then you can get into Indian food.
Okay, I like Thai food.
Well, there you go. Do you like a yellow curry or a Massaman curry or a...
I guess, yeah. It is a little strong for me.
Strong, what do you mean?
Like it's like seasoned a lot.
Mm. Yeah, but so is like Italian like sauces and shit.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not as many spies as yeah. Italians don't stink.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had I had
actually we
you're
we
saying
do.
Well sure but that's natural that's just right. from all yeah, the bricklaying and shit all
being
day
lazy and yeah. hygiene purposes
you're saying yeah. Italian people don't smell like their food
yes they don't yeah
Indian people do smell like
oh
the...
god eggplant parm again Vinny Jesus Christ
I
he can't sell his house because it smells like chicken cutlet
it's like being a smoker yeah. like it's in the walls
yeah.
now
yeah yeah yeah
but my waiter at the Indian restaurant was a like traditionally, we all know like Indian guys like don't get pussy, like that's their whole thing.
Mm-hmm. But they sure do try.
Yeah,
they have like, so much hope.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
like the Rudy of Damn trying to get pussy. Yeah.
Sometimes they take it.
They're like, "Let me in, coach."
Yeah. Sometimes they will that ball into the hole.
Well, I guess Ben's yeah. never, I guess Ben's never been on a bus, huh?
I'm showing my privilege right now.
You've never been on a bus with 15 of your brothers. And one girl walks on.
Yeah, human flytrap.
Have you seen those videos of like the white girl on the beach in India? She's vacationing.
Yeah. Now, then, was she okay?
No,
she's dead.
No. No, it literally turns into like World War Z.
Uh-huh.
Like she's running away from the town.
Yeah, right. But then who posted the video? They did.
I think she. It was like her last. Like it was like the Blair Witch Project
really?
In India.
No,
like she like uploaded.
Yeah,
it.
Come on. It was the Poughkeepsie tapes.
Yeah,
they found the tape all bloody, covered in pussy juice. Mm.
Yeah. It kind of reminded me of Jurassic Park a little bit.
Yeah,
they took her phone. They're like, "This is my first TikTok."
Yeah, they started doing Indian Joker TikToks.
Yeah,
yeah.
My waiter. I felt so bad for my waiter because I didn't realize that there's like levels to this shit. I guess mm-hmm. that is the racist part of me a little bit where I'm like, Indian guys don't get pussy. But there's actually, there's incels in the Indian community.
Sure. Yeah.
My waiter
yeah.
was an Indian incel, like 30-year-old guy, bifocals, like really skinny and very shy and like very nervous, like shaking, like not looking my wife in the eye and stuff. I'm like, oh man, you're known amongst all of your friends that don't get pussy that you get the least amount of not getting pussy.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Like he's so shy he doesn't even comment on the videos.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He's like he can't look the woman in the eye when he's watching.
He's
porn.
An incel mm-hmm. for sexual harassment.
Yeah.
He can't even harass a woman.
He's like, show me your what am I doing?
I'm so sorry.
I shouldn't do
this. You are a nice lady. I'm so sorry.
I got cancelled on babe.net 5-6 years ago.
I'm sorry.
Really ended my career.
I don't know how to talk to girls.
Yeah, walk up to a woman and be like, would you mind if I harass you real quick?
Can I stick my fingers down your throat and then get you an Uber and then be canceled?
He can't even click on the videos. He keeps missing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's how bad he is at game. He's clicking in the blank space.
Yeah.
He actually just clicks the ads next to the videos.
Yeah, that's how he works his way up is he sexually harasses ads. He gets that AI girlfriend app so he can harass her as practice.
Have you done those?
No, dude.
So I did one. Okay, you go
you
first.
Did,
I
did
one of them. It's fucked up.
I was just going to say, I have a friend who...
I never told my wife I did it.
Dude, you got a fake pussy up here? You're talking to AI girlfriends?
She doesn't have time to listen to the show anymore because of the baby. It's
you're
great.
You're
it's
cheating great. With like yeah. data over here. You're cheating with like Wi-Fi.
No, I can start like 9 more podcasts now. It's great.
Okay.
She can't listen now.
That's true.
She goes to the comment section to see if anything's going on. And she's like, okay, people are still enjoying the show. We don't have to like, you know, move to Alaska or something.
Yeah, yeah. She's always prepping for the day. The fucking floor falls out.
Wait, so you downloaded one of the girlfriend apps?
No, a friend of mine, they figured out the family caught their youngest like sibling. He had downloaded an AI app and was like literally like texting it like, you know, like, what are your boobs like? And the robot's like, they're cool. He was like, nice. And he was like jacking off to that and they caught him. It was shocking that I didn't realize that was actually happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That like 12-year-olds are sexting
I mean,
robots.
A response is really all you need like,
yeah.
when you're really new to it, mm-hmm. you know? I used to text hookers just for the back and forth.
Oh, on Backpage?
Like, when I was like on Tinder, no, I couldn't get anything.
Mm-hmm.
I used to just text hookers and be like, hey, and then be like, "What? Hey, baby." And then you go, how much? And then they send you back and you go, well, that's enough for me. And they responded. Somebody responded.
You're like,
to me
I came, so I'm
yeah,
blocking
I already
you
jacked
now.
Off, so I'm done. Blocked. Or disgusting what you do.
Maybe someday when I have a podcast.
Yeah. No, jacking off to the idea of you're going to fuck somebody. I think I've actually done that before. where somebody's like, hit me up, like, do you want to come over? I'm like, yeah, I'll be there in 30. And then it makes me horny. I jack off and then I cancel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm not going.
And then you blocked.
I go, block.
I did the app just to see
if she's waiting with like three guys with bats. Like, I guess he's not showing up. I guess we'll just kill someone at the gas station. She's
going to kill me like a casino with my dick out.
Yeah. I did one of those robots to see if I could get it to like do anything.
Okay.
I'm like, so these things are clearly like, they advertise them like, you know, you can talk to a friend, but it's like guys aren't like, you know, being like, you know, how was your day?
Mm.
It's not. It's none of that.
Did you see the game?
Mm. Yeah.
No, it's none of that. It's like I tried to. I got it to. I'm like, oh yeah, and then you pull your. I go. You. I just started like, kind of asking it basic questions, and I'm like, then you pull your bra off, and it like responds like, yeah, I'm taking my bra off. I like that. Immediately like consenting to whatever I wanted.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's been trained to want to fuck me.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, yeah, and then you lay down on the floor, and she's like, yeah, and I lay down on the floor, and I'm like, and then I pull my pants down, and I take a shit on your chest.
Okay.
She's like, yeah, you shit all over my chest and stuff. I get it to do anything
I
want.
You know what's funny? There's actually a very poor Indian woman in a call center somewhere texting with you and just being like, this guy's a freak, man.
Because that's what they did with the Amazon store, right? Yeah, they were like, it's just Indian people watching.
They're literally Amazon
Fresh.
Oh,
is it?
Yeah.
Under every Amazon Fresh store, there's like Indians with like circuit wires. They're just like plugging into shit. But they said it was AI.
Oh, you told me that.
Yeah.
They said it was smart. Technology.
In a way, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it actually is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was like an Indian guy making 2 pennies a day to like be like, okay, you know, broccoli, cheddar, you know, and then ring you up on your Amazon.
Because I don't know what those things are.
Because I don't know. I've never had a vegetable.
And then that same
guy
goes and buys it from the store for you, brings it on Instacart.
And then he's like, I wonder what bus she takes home.
Oh, she's buying a lube. So hot. It would be funny if you had so little game that the little robot wouldn't fuck you, though.
Yeah, it just deletes itself. It uninstalls itself off your phone.
It kills. It swipes its own identity.
The Christian in me really felt like I was kind of cheating on my wife, and that's why I never told her, because it felt like, and obviously I wasn't doing it to get off, but part of it felt
it was
real.
Research.
I kind of felt excited a little bit, even though I'm not into taking shits on women and like peeing in their mouth,
but just something different. Yeah.
And I was saying, like, I'm putting the turd in your mouth, I'm closing your mouth, I'm punching you in the teeth.
Okay. Well, the Indian people you're talking to call that dinner.
They go, yes, I'm so hungry.
Oh my god, are you talking about a full meal?
You're so generous, thank you. The full turd.
Oh my god, and pee.
Yeah, Mike's slowly escaping out the window. Mike's tying bed sheets together to get out the window.
Yeah, I'm already here. You know, let's do a Patreon. Let's do 3 episodes.
Man, that's not cheating though. If it's a robot, I don't think.
I think that maybe it's a weird Christian thing, because I also like I wouldn't be able to do that. I would feel very weird. I would feel like I was cheating. Yeah. But that might be a weird Christian morality. I don't know.
A lot of guys don't think flirting with other women is cheating, and I consider that cheating.
Mm.
And I take it to the extreme where I'm like, if you're flirting with a robot even, you're cheating.
Mm.
It's emotional cheating.
I think it counts, right?
I guess. I mean, no, not really. You should do it right now. Who cares?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Unless you like stick your dick in somebody. I don't know about that. But just like sexting feels like cheating.
But some guys say like getting blown isn't cheating. Like it's only cheating if you fuck them. I'm like, I don't know if
Well, Dominicans have a weird culture.
I was going to say, those guys are like retarded. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
then they take it to a level
where above 145th Street, the rules are different.
Yeah, it's only people going like, well, whatever I want to do is fine as long as I'm doing it.
Well, people say like soaking is like not even fucking really.
Yeah. But imagine Mormons? Like you're already cheating and you're soaking instead of fucking.
Well, what you do, I think what you do is like, don't you soak with a woman?
I think my wife would rather I fuck someone than soaked.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it is. I guess you're kind of right.
Because you'd have to be like, oh, he's like a creep.
He's like a
weirdo.
Serial killer.
Yeah.
One of my best buddies is into tantric sex. You know what that is?
Kind of. It's where you get really close.
It's like beads and crystals. And
you basically just like edge for like hours.
With a lady, right?
Yeah, with your wife or your partner or whatever.
It's where they make like your calf muscle like come. Or it's
Yeah, you get so sensitive because you're inside your... In my case my wife for
so long.
You can
do it while you're working at a call center.
You just have to stay as still as possible. And I guess after hours, you become so sensitive to everything that if, like, even the slightest, like, a draft, like, comes through the room and, like, you know, rattles the door in the jam or something, then it's like... You both just like come just for like hours and hours because it's a supposedly it's like a big buildup. It's like
right.
I don't know. Supposedly it's awesome. It's like a volcanic
for hours
eruption.
And hours.
That's what I'm saying.
Like it's the like, Godfather
yeah.
trilogy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm more like let's see how fast we can come. Like let's just get this over.
Yeah. Like it's chess.
Move
yeah.
right on exactly. with my life.
Yeah. I'm like boop. Yeah. Rook 7.
And I came.
Actually, I haven't even touched her yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I go. You lose.
You're on your way home.
Damn. I'm so good at sex.
Came in like 8 seconds. That dumb bitch didn't even get wet.
I know buddies that like don't care if the woman comes at all. Because they go, I don't. It doesn't mean anything.
Right.
They go, it's not me.
They go, I got mine.
Sometimes they don't care. Sometimes they go, all right, don't touch me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we're done. Sometimes
here. The man or the woman?
The my wife.
Yeah. Yeah, because there are like a lot of times like a girlfriend or wife will be like, I know I need to get cum out of him so he doesn't like, you know, throw me in the kitchen or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're trying to get pregnant again, so I feel like it's bad luck to not, for her to not have an orgasm.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Right. You know? Yeah.
So if I bust, I'm like, all right, let me get down there and lick my own cum for a couple minutes so you can have an orgasm.
You're taking your own children over.
Yeah.
Like the kid will know. I just feel like it sucked the night I was conceived. Yeah. I don't know. That's why I have asthma.
And yeah, he's got dry skin because she wasn't wet. Yeah.
What, Dad, I got cut from the basketball team. Did mom come when you fucked her to make me?
Your mom has never come.
That's why you all suck.
That's
why
I told you. I told you.
Yeah. What if that was incels? Just their dads were bad at fucking when they were born.
Yeah.
It's certainly possible.
It could be.
Whatever I did this time with my, I have like a perfect kid. So I don't know what I did. Yeah. I don't know what I did, but I'm trying to do it again. You know.
Did she come that time?
Probably.
Okay.
It was during COVID.
Definitely. Yes. Yeah.
See, I love my kid too so much, and I'm like. The time of the date she was born was perfect and the time and I'm like, damn, do birthday? I need to do that again? Her birthday's December 21st.
Oh, okay.
She was born at 3:07 a.m. and 7 times 3 is 21, which is the 21st. Uh-huh. And then it's also born on the solstice, so it's like the end of
this
like
is love,
days growing
love
dark.
Love for your child will turn you into the Zodiac.
Yeah, I'm like that Jim Carrey movie where it's like 23 plus 1 equals 24 minus 11.
Just painting numbers in her nursery. Like,
yeah. I love my daughter so much I have schizophrenia now.
You start becoming like religious.
Dad, why are you painting brown numbers on the wall?
Because I love you.
Where I'm like, maybe I gotta get my wife pregnant again in the same month.
Uh-huh.
Because my mom did that where we were all born in the summer. She clearly like had a religious sort of, I wait until this month and then I get pregnant.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
which
is
congrats
like,
to mom that she was able to like
I
that.
Think it's just, that's natural. You're just, you come in the winter. You're inside.
Yeah, I think it's more that. Yeah, like there was like a rainy day, cold rainy day.
A drizzly November in her soul.
Yeah, exactly.
And then she's like, you know what?
Yeah, no, I think it's literally like it's a very cold day, kind of depressing and gray. And then you're like, well, another kid will fix this. And then it doesn't.
Yeah, you're not fucking in the spring where there's new Pokemon in
See, I got my wife pregnant in March. That means I think I got her pregnant, by the way, on like the Ides of March. I kind of remember. I think as a guy, you intuitively know which cum did it.
Uh huh.
Because you can kind of feel it. It's kind of like being a sniper.
Uh huh.
Where you're like, because you snipers don't actually have confirmed kills usually. By the way, it's kind it's kind of like you're roughly guessing how many kills you have.
Okay.
But like, I don't know if you know if you've taken someone's life before. You know, it's the same. You know if you've a headshot.
You're like two of those hits were goats, but one was a Palestinian grandmother.
Yeah. If you're Chris Kyle, you think you have like 250 babies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there something like that kind of like makes when you're trying to have a kid? Does it make it like weirdly mechanical, or is it still like fine?
I guess a little bit.
Yeah, I have a friend that got sick of like fucking his wife because it was like 3 years of them trying to get pregnant.
Well,
it's clockwork.
Yeah, well, they act very entitled to your erection and your sperm.
Yeah, they really do.
Because this isn't the Westminster dog show. You know,
are there like crazy methods for people that can't get their wife pregnant where like after they have the sex, they like, okay, honey, like put your legs over your head and like to get
you're supposed to hold your knees to your chest, right?
I think that's just a Big Lebowski thing. I don't know if that's real.
That's
not
what I've been doing. So,
hmm.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You also don't like fly on a magic carpet like across like bowling alleys like through the city and stuff.
Right. I do. But yeah, you have to like time out like your jack off schedule around your like ovulation schedule, right?
No one's gonna stop me from jacking off, boys. You know,
you're just throwing
I'm
dust
36
up there.
Years old.
I guess technically, if you like don't stop smoking cigarettes and you just jack off all the time, you'll never get your wife pregnant.
Oh yeah.
Well, but smoking lowers your sperm count.
Okay.
And but then jerking off lowers your sperm count,
but
too.
But if you jack off a lot, is it kind of like the gym? Like, you get better at making good cum?
I listened to a Huberman episode about this.
Well, he will definitely know. Yeah. He's got, like, 6 abortions this year.
I actually have no idea what makes you... Because maybe if you use it a lot, then you generate way more cum.
I know, like, your testosterone going up makes you more fertile. Like, working out and shit.
I got to stop taking
Tom Cattley. So I got to stop podcasting.
Yeah.
Dude, do you take Tongkat?
No. What's that? One of your sponsors?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tongkat.
Tongkat Ali.
Or yeah. Tongkat.
Yeah.
Tongkat Ali.
It's like this Amazonian rainforest vine or something like that.
It's supposed to raise your testosterone, but I don't really know if it technically does that.
You got to do it for like 2 weeks, and then you're just like, you'll just, I mean, you want to. Mm. Just you'll do anything.
Mm-hmm. It turns you'll, you in,
and you got to start.
Yeah, turns your baby into Mowgli.
It's like fucking. It's like The Fly, except you turn into an Indian guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd think much worse. Just don't jack off a lot before you have sex, and then the cum shoots deeper into the pussy, and there's a higher chance of getting pregnant. Or so. I don't know how it works. I
don't really know.
My
either.
Assumption is you want to cover the pussy and cum. And
right.
You know,
one would assume.
Area.
You want to lather it. Yeah. Up, like really, really thorough.
Yeah. Right.
I've done that before, like trying to not jack off for like 6 days and then like get like an exceptional one.
Mm. That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. That does really feel.
Those are good.
It really does feel like you're punishing your partner a little bit. You know? Just like take all of it.
I'm actually surprised you can go 6 days without jacking off, and I'm wondering right now if you're lying. And
No. I have gone 6 days, exactly 6 days.
So that's how much you jack off is you're like, I know when the last time I jacked
here's
off.
Here's what I do. So me and my girlfriend, we're long distance right now. When I go to visit her, I take 6 days. Before the 6 days, I'm jacking off 8 times a day. Mm. I'm getting it out of my system.
Mm-hmm.
And then I need those 6 days to kind of like get
to
back rebuild. Into like,
yeah.
To like rest
playing
day.
Playing shape. Yeah, exactly.
It's like God creating the universe.
Yeah, exactly. I need 6 days to like have cum in my balls.
How
again.
Do you stop cumming for 6 days?
I just start smoking and shooting heroin.
You go down to the pool hall.
Yeah, yeah.
You're taking Vicodin.
Yeah, I drive past whores and I throw rocks at them. All my wicked vices accentuate except jacking off.
You can't sleep. It's like Apocalypse Now.
No, yeah, I'm putting cigarettes out of my forearm. My girlfriend's like, please stop. I'm like, no. I need to have cum.
No, yeah, then you jack off once, you turn into like Fred Rogers. Like,
no,
you're
no,
totally
literally,
fine.
No, literally what always happens is I see her, I cum, and then it's like, it almost like hurts my dick. Like it feels like I cum my penis wall.
Everything, yeah.
Out of my dick.
That's a thing that they don't tell you like in like sex ed, is if you wait a long time to cum, mm-hmm. then you cum and it feels like nothing happened.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, you get always. Like a, you get a, you, yeah.
You
get
a phantom. Came, technically,
it's a
but
phantom
it wasn't
cum.
Like good.
It's a phantom cum, yeah.
I think. That's how I kind of
I've
feel
had
about
that before.
Because it's rusty down there.
You
got to
get a little of it out first, and then the second one, it's
I
like
I feel like I'm the
perfect.
Opposite. The first one back, it feels like I threw up or something, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm empty now, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes I come and I'm like, I wasn't built to do this.
What do you mean?
Sometimes you come and you go, oh, I'm fucking like nauseous now, and like my dick hurts. And
I don't
like,
know
fuck
what's
this.
Going on with you.
Yeah.
You guys never feel that way?
Oh, no,
you never come and you feel like you got food
take
poisoning?
Take a COVID test right after.
You've never felt that way where you come and you're like, I'm sick now, like I have the flu?
No, sometimes you'll feel like a weird dick feeling for a second or something.
Yeah.
Or...
I think we genetically both get this. It's like called, I think, like retrograde ejaculation, where it's sometimes a little bit of your cum goes into your bladder. Mm-hmm. And then it hurts, and then you got to like piss it out later, and then it like hurts your dick
but
hole.
I'll be up till 4 a.m. sitting on the toilet pissing because my dick hurts so
that's
bad.
That's what happens. It's like once every 50th cum, my dick is fine, and then I piss, and then it immediately starts hurting, and I have to keep pissing over
you gotta
and over
pee
again.
After, or else it like hardens around the tip, and then it, like you'd go take a piss, and it's like somebody putting their thumb over a hose, and it goes everywhere.
Interesting.
Know. Anyway,
so do you have Trader Joe's around here? What's your favorite Trader Joe's cookie?
This is so stupid. We're like in a sign bar, like talking about cum.
I had some important things to say.
Fuck.
I was going to say something I forget.
Oh,
something
don't
about
let me.
I'm gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
I'm actually a gay guy and I've never had sex with my wife. And that's not my child.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're raising it.
That's right. It
takes more than cum to be a dad.
That's what gets me off, man.
Sometimes it takes a closeted right. gay guy. Yeah.
You're the type of cuck guy where it's just raising somebody else's kid gets you off.
Yeah, that's how I like to get cuckolded. I'll send your kid to college.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll raise your child for 20 years, take her to get her like driver's license, go to the DMV.
She's at your deathbed. She picks out your tombstone.
But it's like right at your deathbed, she's like, "You're not my real dad. I hate you."
And you go, "Oh, then I'm coming." I'm coming so hard.
Yeah, and then you flatline.
That's what I get at the end is I come.
You're hitting up Future to fuck your wife.
I just realized probably a lot of people, like EMTs, go over to guys' houses because there's a weird smell.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I said smell like that. A-L-E. there's like a weird smell, and then like they go over to a guy's apartment, and there's just, they go and there's like a fat guy in front of like a desk, and there's just porn still blaring.
Oh, yeah.
He's been dead for like 4 days.
Yeah, yeah.
And he totally jacked off and had a heart attack.
There's guys where they've burst and they found a skeleton with that wrapped around the last bit of a...
Like an anaconda.
Yeah, it's attached because it's the only thing the cat hasn't eaten off his fat body. Is his dick that was trapped in the fleshlight.
He's got stuck in it.
Yeah, and his cat was just like, "Well, I'm hungry, so I'll just eat his fat ass over like a year."
I had this fucking fear. I read this guy's like Twitter thing. He was like this veteran who would post poetry, and he was like a really sad guy who couldn't really walk. He was like a big fat guy. He was like a poet or whatever. He's still alive. But he said his lover of like 13 years, who was like the best woman he ever met, that like moved in with him and stuff.
Mm.
He wrote all these poems about her dying, and he had this long thread once about how she died and said that she was on the toilet like just peeing, and then she was like, Ernie, something. She goes, I don't feel good, like my head hurts. And then like she got up off the toilet and like came in and like her eye was like filling with blood or something, and then she like the room was all spinning, and then she just like collapsed, and she had like an embolism, like a thing in her brain or something. Yeah, and you like watched her die, and she was like looking up into the like the fluorescent light. Like I was like, "Fuck!" I'm like, at any moment, you're, like your brain can just like fucking explode like that. And I think about that all the time when I'm on the toilet now.
It's terrifying.
Like, is this because you feel like a little thing, and you go, "Did something just snap? Did a little firecracker go off?"
Yeah,
and now
it's
just all systems shutting
it's
down
terrifying.
For no reason at all. Well,
I'm just gonna
get
hit by
like
a car
shit,
when it's time to go. Just gonna walk in front of him. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I do that. I know a girl that I don't know a girl. I know a guy who knew a girl who she tried to kill herself. She laid down on the freeway and she got hit like a bunch of times. And she lived.
Okay.
And like everyone went to see her, and it was like apparently it was like really awkward.
Yeah.
Was she like, because she was really fucked up?
Yeah, she's like, well, no, she like lived and was
she
fine.
She like speaks
but she's
at schools.
Like,
yeah. Don't lay down on the highway.
Like I wasn't going to.
Don't drink and plank on the highway.
Don't be. If you're gonna do it, really do it for real.
She was like fine, and then everyone went to visit her in the hospital. She's like, "That was, I don't know what I was thinking. I totally don't.
You guys think you're so smart trying to lay down on the highway."
Well, did you ever have people like that at your school speak?
Yes.
Like,
yes, all the time.
It would bring in people from like prison.
Drunk drivers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was telling Devin.
You're like, sucks to be you. What do you
I don't know. I was telling Devin, I'm
13.
On his other podcast, they showed us a video all the time where it was a video of like this really like hot chick. And they're like, she was so hot, everybody wanted to fuck her. And then it snapped to, she was in a drunk driving accident, burned up. And she had like milky white eyes and like melted cheese face. And she was just like, "I want to kill myself every day."
And people really still want to fuck me. Somehow. Yeah, I still got it going on.
David Cronenberg fans want to fuck me.
But that happens all the time. Is like guys will try to like shoot themselves and they won't. They'll like angle the gun too much and it'll just like bounce off their skull and like make them retarded.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're just like trapped in their retarded brain.
There's the gas blowback. So the gas expanding, like if you put it in your mouth, like the gun will basically like slip like that.
And just blow your face off.
Yeah. Or just it's pretty common for a bullet to just pass through someone's brain and not kill them.
Mm. Yeah.
The headshot isn't really what you want to do. You want to shoot someone in the heart.
because right. then nothing can keep. Yeah.
No, there's a lot of people out there. When I hear them speak, I go, "You probably got a couple bullets lodged in there." You know, there's always like a story on Twitter, like from creepy.org or whatever. Where it's like this guy had headaches for 40 years, and they find like two bullets in his head.
This is the one that always reminds me. There was one where it was like a guy was like a normal guy until he was like 40, and he suddenly like wanted to like. He had this insatiable urge to fuck kids out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. I swear to God, this is a real thing. Insatiable urge. He went to the doctor. Good on him for being like, hey, I have to like tell my doctor I want to fuck kids. Sure. Like, what's going on?
They go, sir, you're a politician. It makes sense.
Yeah,
his doctor's like, I'm going to put you on Adderall.
His doctor's like, so you're really cool.
Yeah.
I recommend you preemptively move to Israel.
Yeah.
He gives him a brochure, a travel brochure.
He writes him.
They have something out there called the raping wall.
Yeah. Do you like hummus?
Writes him a prescription.
Traditional Israeli food?
Prescription for one free Palestinian home.
Yeah.
But no, so they did a CAT scan on him. He had grown a tumor, and apparently there's a part of your brain that makes you a pedophile, and he grew a tumor in that part of his brain.
Interesting.
They took it out. Wow. He didn't want to fuck kids, or at least he claimed.
Right.
And then, like, 8 years later, he started wanting to fuck kids again.
The kid fucked him.
But that kid had a tumor that made him want to fuck pedophiles.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he figured out the tumor had grown back because he wanted to fuck kids again. And this time he's like, leave it in.
What a convenient excuse.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that's the God just allowing the devil to test someone.
Yeah.
You know? I think he's just allowing, you know, sometimes God goes, I'm going to step back here and just allow a guy to get a tumor in his brain that makes him want to murder, suicide his family.
That would be great, like the story of Job.
It's like the show, What Would You Do? God is playing his own version of What Would You Do?
I'm Frankie Quiones.
Yeah.
We presented this boy's asshole in front of you and you did nothing.
I'm going to give this guy the tumor that makes you want to fuck kids.
It'll take place at a diner in Jersey.
That's a diner. Yeah, exactly. And it's a kid just being like, well, I wish somebody would fuck the shit out of me. Why'd you rape that kid to death?
Yeah, just a guy in line being like, I'm going to rape this kid.
Yeah.
Everybody's just looking the other way.
God's like, I'm so bored. Let's give someone the tumor that makes you want to fuck kids.
Well, I was going to say, it's almost like the story of Job, where he's like, God tells Satan, like, oh, Job's my most loyal servant. You can test him with anything. Mm-hmm. And he won't curse my name. And what if like the devil's just like, oh, I'm gonna make him like really really want to fuck kids.
That's the one where the angels show up and he's like, you can fuck my daughters.
No, that's Lot. Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's Lot and his wife. Okay. But no, yeah,
after they left Sodom and Gomorrah though,
and
they're
no,
in a cave
before the angels,
they go to like a Abbottabad or something, and they like they still Team Six comes in and kills them all.
Yeah, they go to fucking Bin Laden's hideout. No, but when they were in Sodom and Gomorrah, it was a sinful place, and the two angels visited Lot, and then all the people were like, oh, those guys are really hot and shiny.
We want to
No, dude, seriously.
Yeah.
Literally, like, it was like the town was so evil, the whole town, like,
give
there was a mob being like, let us fuck
give
these
us
angels.
The angels. Give us the angels.
And yeah, Lot came to the door, and he goes, do not, he's like, you
they
can
look like
rape.
Austin Butler.
And Lot went to the door, and he's like, no, don't. He's like, please don't. Fuck these angels, fuck. Rape my daughters, rape my three daughters. And the crowd's like, fuck that shit. Give us that sweet angel ass bitch. They're like, listen, if I wanted to rape a daughter, I'd go to my house, all right?
Mm-hmm. And then, what were the angels doing? Can't they like fly away? Like, why were they just.
The angels were presenting their ass to the crowd.
Yeah.
They're trying to tempt them.
Okay.
The seraphim, right?
The seraphim
are the big, like, 12-foot tall angels that are like
angels.
Almighty.
Yeah.
All right.
The John Waters angels.
Yeah. And then when they were leaving,
like, we never fucked anything that tall before.
When they were leaving Sodom
it's like
and
the
Gomorrah.
Trophy animal in Buck Hunter.
It's worth 5,000 points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think of some of these Bible stories, you're like, what the hell were they even trying to teach me?
Yeah.
You know? You just have to go. Well, you guys probably went to Sunday school or.
Yeah, we were big Christians.
Three times a week, Church
Three
of Christ. Yeah, very conservative sect of Christianity where people are like, Jesus, you guys are conservative and we like want to kill gay people. But you guys are so far to the right. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
We were like no dancing, no instruments, no nothing.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I would say it's like
I would go to prom and a woman
sexual.
What, dancing?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I would go to a prom and like a girl would be like, hey, do you want to dance? I'd be like, I can't, I'm Church of Christ.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, you're gay.
No, I asked my dad to go to a dance and he handed me a pamphlet on how dancing will like make you have sex.
And sure. Somehow make you gay, actually.
It will actually make you gay, having sex with a woman.
Damn. Imagine being a Christian dad in like 2001 and like, you know, you got like Missy Elliott.
Yeah.
Jessica Simpson videos, you know?
Little Johnny the East Side Boys.
I still remember a sermon. I was like 13 and it was like this old ass, like decrepit 90-year-old preacher. And he's like, I heard a song on the radio the other day. Mr. Justin Timberlake said, I'm going to have everybody naked by the end of this song. He goes, that is disgusting.
It wasn't everybody. It was one girl he was singing to.
Yeah. And he goes, and that's why the Jews are trying to kill us.
He said that?
I do remember we had, I don't know if you remember this, we would have like guest preachers come.
Yeah.
And it was like all white church, of course.
Guest
preachers. And we had a
no, there were a few black people, but they were very,
they were from
very...
Africa. They were literally brought from Africa. And they'd be like, I was.
That's so funny. So many priests are imported from Africa.
No,
it's like their number one resource.
It would be like the whitest church, and then like one like dark guy who's like, my they raped my village to death, okay. So I'm here. But they had a black preacher come in, like a Southern Baptist black preacher, give a guest sermon, and everybody was like loving him because he's like really like, you know, whooping it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then he made a joke and he goes, not like those Catholics. Those Catholics be raping those little boys. And like he started bombing immediately.
Oh my God.
He like bombed the rest of his sermon.
That was probably his A.
Yeah.
He's like, I ain't afraid of you motherfuckers.
DJ, hit it. DJ, hit it. And then just going like, here my God.
Shucky ducky, what?
My friend said he still looks at the Westboro Baptist Church's like Instagram page, their social media, and they had one thing that said like, it said fag enabler in hell, and it was a picture of Doris Roberts from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Dude. Is that...
We need, that's so funny.
It was like on their like Instagram page, just fag enabler in hell.
We need to put like that on like a t-shirt. This.
Yeah,
that rules.
Let me see if I can find it. Let me see if I can find it.
No, they're great.
I think we had a lady, or no, a guy. Obviously, there's no lady preachers. A guy that said something like Pokemon's evil or something, or like Pokemon or like demons and stuff.
Pokemon, Harry Potter. Your phone's over there if you're looking for a mic.
I want to find this meme.
Yeah. Yeah, Pokemon was satanic. Harry Potter was satanic. Yeah. I mean, well, they're like fucking all the like girls there.
But then why don't you give me some good entertainment that's not bullshit ass like VeggieTales, you know?
Yeah. I did like VeggieTales back
in the
day.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was good. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was really
good. Did you grow up Catholic, Mike?
Catholic, yeah.
Yeah.
So you didn't get VeggieTales?
No.
Catholics don't get Do you guys have a version of VeggieTales?
I don't think so.
It's The Departed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's their.
It's just Frankie Valli. Yeah.
Mystic River.
Your parents take you to see Pat Cooper.
I graduated. I got kidnapped and raped in Boston.
There's a fun difference between like our church and like Catholicism. Like Catholics really like suffering, right? Like they're like suffering is good.
I think so, yeah.
And like us, like evangelicals, they don't like suffering, but they think pleasure is bad. So it's like
Catholics. It's puritanical.
Yeah, Catholics are like, I can suffer, but then I'll go like fucking jack off in a porno theater. I'll feel bad about it. I suffer. That's good.
Right.
It's people that think like eating candy is like sinful.
What is it?
Fag enabler in hell.
God, that rules.
That's awesome.
Did they think Ray Romano was gay?
Yeah, he was a mama's boy. She was a fag enabler.
Raymond. Gaiman.
Everybody loves sinning.
She should have treated Robert better.
Yeah. Everybody loves Gaiman. no, they're
Raymond,
great.
What if you broke up with Deborah and had sex with men? I don't know.
Yeah.
My brother's gay.
No, I love Westboro Baptist Church. Watched that. You watched that Louis Theroux documentary on them?
No.
It's really good because you know that British dude? He's like this skinny little British guy, and he'll just go like to Miami super prison, and he'll just be like, well, why are you in here? And it's like a black guy being like, well, I've shot a baby to death. And he's like, well, that seems rather trite. And he visited Westboro Baptist Church and like just, you know, like the song parodies they make and everything.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, hey, they turned Hey Jude into Hey Jew.
Hey Jude. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
They got to try a little harder.
As a title, like you could work with that.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's a jumping off point.
Yeah.
The thing is, I feel bad for like Catholics because you guys have like actual evil, and evangelicals, you have this like schizophrenic nonsense where like Pat Robertson saying like if a towel is made in Africa, don't use it.
Right.
Is his name Pat Robertson or Pat Roberts? Was it 700 Club guy?
Yeah, 700 Club. Yeah.
God, that guy kicked so much ass.
And like, how do you even find that out where your towels come from?
I guess you check like made in like Ghana or like made in fucking.
It says 2008 Super Bowl champion New England Patriots on it. This is from Africa.
He's like, don't wear it on your head if it's. Don't cut eye holes in it and gather on your front lawn.
Undefeated New England Patriots season.
These clan robes are straight American made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, he was the guy. He said after Hurricane Katrina, he said it was because there's gay people in New Orleans.
Sure. Oh, really?
That the hurricane. He said 9/11 was because of gay people. And Africa was so bad because they all have sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hopefully it goes. Hopefully, gay guys become the new Jews. Mm. Like, because we need to. They need to switch to another target. It was much more wholesome back then. It wasn't like Jews did 9/11. It was like gay guys did 9/11.
Yeah.
Huh?
Like, the Jews are always, like, blamed for everything, basically. Right. Like, we need to pick a new, like, we need a new scapegoat for all this stuff.
Mm.
You can't just claim Jews or
there's so many people
everything.
Listening going, Jews will do.
They're like, nope, downvote. Everyone at home is going, try again. It was more fun back then when like that's what I'm saying. It was literally like schizophrenic nonsense. It was like hurricanes are because of gay guys.
Right. Yeah. No, it is fun to have that be your conspiracy theories where they're completely untrue.
Because it's easier to shake that off probably.
Right? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's just more nonsensical.
Yeah.
They say like Jews, if you say the Jews did a hurricane, it's like, well, there's a whole theory they control the weather and stuff. Like there's like actual like canon to back it up.
Right.
Even if it does come from
it's canon. Like it's Lord of the Rings.
There's like a liturgy. Like
Yeah.
In the original trilogy, the Jews have a better role.
They're a symbol for the orcs in Lord of the Rings.
Uh-huh.
Sorry. No, but like, it is fun to imagine, 9/11 happens because God's in heaven and he's like, I'm so mad at the gays in New York going to leather bars, so I'm going to kill all these secretaries one Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
wait, I didn't know what a Jewish person was or what I thought a Jew was in the Old Testament. I didn't know that there were Jews growing up in West Texas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I would come out all the time as a gay guy, because it was the one thing you couldn't be.
He would say, come out as gay all the time.
Okay. Oh, dude, on Facebook, and my entire family out, like my aunts and uncles would be calling my mom like, what's going on? Okay. But I'd make a long thing like I want to let everybody know I'm at the love of my life, I'll be moving to Los Angeles, I'm dropping out of high school. Like I'd make this elaborate thing.
Nice.
Honestly very believable, and they should have believed it.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is you would always come to me, you're like, can you believe they bought this? I'm like, you wrote a 9-page article with no winking that you're a gay, closeted man coming out of the closet.
I did 9 drafts of it.
Yeah.
I ruined everything at my college because, like, I would go to parties and apparently girls were there that, like, thought I was, like, somewhat attractive and was like, they were like, oh, Ben's, like, the new guy, and, like, they wanted to talk to me. And, like, they would tell my friends, like, yeah, I was going to, like, approach Ben at the party, and he was standing in a group of guys, and he just kept saying that he was gay.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I guess Ben's a gay guy. So then I lost interest in him.
Right.
I'm like, fuck.
Well, the thing was,
like, the bit ruined everything.
When you were 18, you
got
like...
some laughs out of it, though, you know? Sometimes you got to choose between getting pussy and getting laughs.
That's right.
Yeah.
The problem was Ben was like Gigi Allen for where we grew up, but we grew up so Christian that it was just like very like homophobic is how it came out, you know?
Yeah, I was essentially like Doug Stanhope.
Yeah.
They thought I was just wild.
Yeah, it was like your punk rock was pretending to be gay and, you know, liking Jews. Mm-hmm. Everybody was very offended by that.
And see, here's the thing about Catholicism is like being punk rock is kind of mainstream post Catholicism, because the reactionary thing is just to become an atheist, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then it's like, you can't even really like properly rebel.
Right.
Like, what is rebelling really in the Catholic Church?
Yeah, I guess it's just not going to church on Christmas.
And then they don't even give a shit, though, right? Like, were you ever reprimanded? Are you reprimanded for not going to like, Mass and stuff?
Not really. I think my dad probably would have liked it if I went to church, but he still goes every week. He goes by himself.
So he's very religious.
I guess. He doesn't talk about it a lot, but he
goes. But it's like, Catholics don't believe in it while they do it.
It's very casual. Yeah.
Every Catholic is like, the Pope's like, this is all fucking, this is made up. Like, who gives a shit?
See, ours was like life and death. Mm-hmm. It really was that severe. Mm-hmm. Praying before every meal, asking that, like, you know, if the world would end today, that our souls would, you know, be joined, you know, in the bosom of Abraham or whatever the hell.
Right.
You know, so it was like, it was very, like, having fears of, like, dying and going to hell, like, praying a bunch before you go to bed in case, like, God comes back while you're asleep.
Sure.
You make sure you forgive yourself. You ask for forgiveness of your sins so you don't die. Because if you die with like a sin, then you burn in hell forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like our first nightmares and dream. My first dream was being judged on Judgment Day. I remember having that dream when I was like 4.
Jesus Christ.
Appearing before a giant lamb in the sky in a big white light and then them weighing everything from my life. And then this great big black... void open and then I was hurled through it forever.
What? You paused on Great Big Black and I got nervous for a second.
But even going to heaven is like kind of a scary concept.
It terrifies.
I was terrified of heaven growing up.
Yeah,
eternity, right?
Yeah.
It's horrifying idea.
Yeah.
They're just like, just like I'm getting my dick sucked and I'm a billionaire and it rules.
Yeah,
and
how does
then,
it just keep going?
Yeah,
how
for like millions and trillions of years. Like, it seems like...
Yeah, I gotta go. I don't want to talk about this.
You start crying.
I'm like, I'm like, I kind of rather go to hell.
Well, hell makes more sense than heaven, actually.
It makes more sense.
There's like, it seems like there's a schedule down there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, because they're like, no, from 6 to 8, like, we're going to rip your eyeballs out and then put them back in and then rip them out again.
Right.
For, like, over and over.
Hell, I think you at least have something to look forward to. Because in heaven, you're just like, every moment's awesome. Like, it rules. I have nothing to look forward to. But in hell, you're like, well, I can't wait till this demon stops raping me, and then I get to
you
go
get
to
those
the...
little moments where, where the demon has to...
Like, literally, like, a whistle blows, and you're like, woo! Anyway, time to go eat shit for 40 years.
It's kind of like exercising. What's that?
You're like, this demon has to come eventually. He comes acid, and you're like, all right, that wasn't so bad.
Like, oh, thank God I have something to look forward to.
Great job, Stalin.
It's like... and you get to, like,
you meet a lot
this,
of talent.
You meet Hitler.
I'd rather go to hell.
You're a huge...
We're like, what the hell are you thinking? It's crazy what you do.
But it's like when you meet a celebrity you don't care about, you're like, I'm a huge fan of your work. Like, you're awesome.
Bill Cosby just sitting on a stool telling stories. You're like, oh my God, what a wild ride this is.
You're asking Pol Pot for a picture.
We got tickets to see Cosby.
you're like, to be fair, dude, Cosby crushes in hell.
Yeah.
Dude, he did 2 hours, wall to wall.
We're going
to
watch Annie Hall. It's going to be a Q&A with the director.
Dude, man, you get to titty fuck Amy Winehouse in hell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why is she in hell?
She was racist.
Was she?
Did you never, have you never seen that video of her being really racist?
No.
Oh, I'm going to play this for Devin.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, oh, damn it. I can't because we have 4 inputs, so I can't play.
Look at that spastic retard on the screen.
With the Amy Winehouses we have now, I mean.
She's singing a little, there's like a little racist British nursery rhyme, and she's like fucked up on heroin.
Oh, that's just their culture out there.
Yeah. So it's like, whatever, you know.
Here, I'll play it to my phone.
Didn't she have, like, black band members that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, she did, like, soul music and shit.
She was like, they think it's funny. Look, he's laughing.
I ain't a proper racist, oi.
She had to apologize before she died, apparently.
For the nursery rhyme?
I guess,
that was her last words. Sorry.
Isn't every nursery rhyme racist, though?
Yeah, a little bit.
And I heard, you know, butter pecan ice cream?
Yeah,
they love that ice cream.
Well, they made it because black people weren't like allowed to eat vanilla ice cream.
Are you serious?
Really?
Yeah. So they made butter pecan because if you were caught eating vanilla ice cream, they would kill you.
Oh my God!
That's why they invented chocolate.
Yeah.
So they were literally just like, "What's like some?
They're like,
shit,
all right,
we can,
fine,
like,
we'll do chocolate. You do vanilla.
And they're like,
give us the chocolate.
You get the pink part of Neapolitan.
Yeah,
only.
I'm trying to find what she said. Did they like?
Did her estate like remove
maybe they
it?
Wiped it.
Mm.
Type in Amy Winehouse Laugh Factory.
I know when she died, like the day after she died, Neil Patrick Harris had a birthday party, and he made a he had them make an Amy Winehouse overdose cake that was like her dead body.
Jesus, really?
With, like, vomit coming out of her mouth.
I heard he's kind of a sicko.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's kind of a bad guy.
Oh, here we go. Wait.
He stinks. I'm really glad he's out.
I swear on your life. Don't swear on anything. Lie, brother.
I swear on your life.
God, they're on so much crack.
What?
Oh, then it cuts to her, like, on crack. Oh, here we go, here we go, because she's doing Chinese eyes here. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Hang on, for God's sake, go on, go.
What you mean?
Go.
Thank you, good
thing that's good.
So that's her last recorded podcast.
She goes Blacks, Packies, G-O-O-K-S, and Nips. Can I say Nips? Is Nips okay?
Yeah, it's a, it's tiny little booze bottles. It's
she goes, so she goes Blacks and Packies and Nips and Nips. I think G is the only one I can't say on YouTube, probably.
Sure. That's just their, you know, their weird cultural rhymes.
But to be fair, she's smoking crack while she's doing it.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
So she's appropriating culture, actually.
Yeah, that's what she's got to apologize for.
Yeah.
That's what we call pharmaceutical blackface.
Yeah. Mike, do you want to plug your special?
Sure. I got a special out on YouTube. It's called I'm Normal. And you can, if you type in my name,
that's
it'll
a great
come
title.
Up. Thanks. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think it's good. So if you could watch it and leave a comment, I would appreciate it.
You broke milestones on it, like with the landscape of being so many specials. Like you are getting like heat on it. Like you're getting views and shit.
Yeah, it's got 8,000 views. Which is good, because there's so many, there's a new special every 10 minutes that comes out. It's so funny, the algorithm is now feeding me like other people's specials, and it's like so many guys that I've never heard of, their special's longer than mine, and it's like, you know, it's like Mike Bassine, basically. You know, I'm like, what am I doing here?
But I know a guy who can buy views.
I think a lot of people do that. I think a lot.
Yeah.
I've been looking through like popular podcasts and specials, and like, there's a certain amount of views that are real. You'll go through the comments, like the first 100 are like, that bit at 5840 was so great.
Uh-huh.
And then you go 100 down, and it's just like literally.
I want to see his pussy.
Yeah, it's like at IndianGuy420 being like, good comedy, special I love.
Okay.
And it's just like that to the end of the thing. Okay. I think a lot of people do that.
They script from other YouTube videos of the people's stuff, and then it's just like copy, paste, like.
Comments. There's like, a comic.
There's an outage in your area.
How many views? What does it cost to buy like 300,000 views?
So I think
like $1,000.
It's more than that. Like I think my friend told me like you can buy like 100,000 views for like $2,000 or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
But then, so here's the thing though: if you're trying to appeal to brands and things like that, you can make that money back if you just have fake views on stuff.
Sure.
There's a comic I know who I won't say his name, but he had like 230,000 followers on Instagram, and everybody thought he was like very popular. Like he was getting booked a lot for it.
Yeah.
And then I think he ran out of money because just a couple weeks ago he stopped paying for the posts to get traction to. Uh-huh. So now it's like every video he uploads has like 19 likes, one comment.
Yeah.
And it's like 230,000 followers.
But join the Patreon to find out who it is.
Yeah. We'll call the Patreon episode who it is.
Do you want to stick around for a Patreon or do you have to
go? Patreon. Yeah, what time? It's 3.
Is that clock right?
It's probably
it's
like
2:52.
Yeah, what time do you got to be out of here?
I'll do a Patreon.
And listen to Out Just, for Smokes. It's a great podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks. Yeah, it's fun. I do it with Scott Chaplin and Sean McCarthy. And we try to talk about, you know, we talk about 9/11 a lot, I guess.
Hey, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good show, yeah.
I love you and Sean are some of my favorite people on Twitter.
Thanks.
Fucking so good.
Oh, thanks.
We send your tweets like in our group text like all the time. We're like, fuck, this made me laugh so hard.
I messaged you like maybe in November. I was like, thank you for tweeting about Palestine shit because I thought it was going insane. When like nobody was tweeting about it, you know?
And now everybody is.
Yeah.
Now everyone's hacked. Copying me.
Yeah. I love seeing you fight with people in replies of tweets. Like you'll fight with like big comics and stuff and not give a shit. It's great.
Thanks.
It fucking rolls.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. Twitter should be. That's what Twitter should be.
Yeah.
Should be making an ass out of yourself. You should be documenting. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The fake docs of Shane was very funny.
Oh, thanks. That was great.
You posted the fake photo. I thought it was real. I thought you'd lost your mind for a second. I really thought it was real. And then, of course, you Google it. It's like some like lawn care service or whatever.
I guess, but they were out of business. But the replies to that were very funny because it was people being like,
you're a piece of shit. You suck. You suck at comedy. Shane's better than you. And then his people be like, this is a lawn care company. You need to delete this immediately.
It was so funny.
Yeah, but I always tell people, I do a new thing where for me to see your reply, you have to be following me. If you're not following me, I don't see your replies. It's made Twitter so much better.
Oh, do you turn tweet on where it's like people who follow me can reply? Is that the thing at the bottom?
Only people who follow me, their replies are visible.
That's nice.
It's good. So you have to at least follow me to say my wife's fat.
And then you'll fave it.
Yeah.
Pen it.
You retweet it, hoping she sees it.
Yeah, just kidding. She's not. She's not fat.
Yeah.
Back me up here, fellas. Yeah.
She hasn't made it this far in the podcast.
It's fine. Yeah, let's bang out another one.
All right.
I'm down. Patreon.com/lemonparty for the Patreon. And then what's your Patreon for Out for Smokes?
Oh, it's patreon.com/outforsmokes.
Cool.
Nice. Thanks.
Cool. Perfect. All right. Thanks, Mike.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maid. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind.